was it a city in Oklahoma? They have a cemetery, mashallah, a nice, good Muslim cemetery. 5 years fighting with the government to get a permit to bury people according to the way of the Sharia. They win the case on Monday. Tuesday or Wednesday, he got a phone call. Sounds like a white lady calling him saying, hey, my mom passed away and we need to bury her in your cemetery. He said, it's not ready yet. Sorry to ask, are you Muslim? Because from the conversation, he said, either she's very, very new Muslim or she's not a Muslim. He said, I'm not. Okay, what about your mom? She said, yes, she is. Okay, you can come to the masjid, I will meet you. So the imam met her, and he found out that her mom is Chinese-American. And basically, her mom came from China, and she arrived last week. And subhanAllah, she's an old woman. She left her husband because her husband left Islam, so she now stays a Muslim. And her husband stayed in America, and he kept the kids, so they raised Christian, or whatever religion that they have. And the mom returned back to China. But, you know, she wants her mom to visit, so she brought her for visit. And when she arrived, she said, my mom went to the yellow book in the airport. And she took the yellow book, and she looked in the Islamic Center. She even ripped the paper out of the yellow book. This old woman, she told her daughter, if anything happened to me here, these are my brothers. And I said, mom, what do you mean? She said, just that you know. She said, I took it, like I didn't care for her. Maybe she's tired from the long travel. She said, spend the first night, second night she died while she is in her bed. So the sheikh said, I will bury her in the cemetery. Even if it's not ready, I will make it happen. The first grave in that cemetery. Khutbatul Jum'ah, he mentioned the story to the people. Everybody prayed Jum'ah that day, almost followed her janazah. Then the family were shocked. And they said to him, why? Who are all those people? They said, those are her brothers. She said, my brothers, those were brothers. They were in tears. Then after she was buried, he handed him a piece of paper. She said, that's my mom's favorite prayer. Can you make it? Dr. Ahmed, he told me, and I looked at it, and I started crying. Daughter and the son, and like the ex-husband came. He said to him, what is in it? And she said, subhanAllah, she wrote in a broken Arabic letter, and it says, Ya Allah, guide my kids. Guide my children. That's her favorite prayer. And I told her that. Her son accepted Islam in that moment. Before we left the grave, he became Muslim. And her husband said, I want to reserve, her ex-husband said, I want to reserve the grave next to her. How much it costs? So the imam said, the cost of that grave is La ilaha illallah. And he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Both became Muslim on the spot.